We did it.
Today. All right.
Oh, gotta take my drugs.
Drugs? I want to take drugs.
Yeah, I wish these were like fun drugs.
Oh. Oh, is this even... part of that good news, bad news shit you were talking about?
No. No. Fucking. You'll probably, well. So. The good news isn't necessarily news as much as it's just fucking hilarious.
Okay. Excellent. Should we do anything, or are we just going to start out with this?
I mean, it's been a minute. What have you been up to?
Mostly work, because there's just a lot of shit that I have to do now. Mostly work. Yeah, it's really mostly work. Mostly work and playing Destiny 2.
I mean, that's been, well, let's see. For me, it's been mostly work and Spider-Man.
There you go. Yes, because...
So the PlayStation 5 came with Spider-Man Miles Morales for the PS5, which is great, beautiful game. Like, everybody's like, oh, you could play it with ray chasing, but it'll only be 30 FPS. I don't fucking care. It looks fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
looks like, good. I've been playing it with ray tracing on, and it looks gorgeous. And I got, like, halfway through it before I realized it's not just Miles Morales. It's Miles Morales Ultimate Edition, which includes the first game remastered for the PS5 with the ray tracing and all of that. And I was like, oh, well, since I have that, I'll just finish it. Since I have a save game file from it, I'll just go through, I'm like 80% through, I'll go through and finish it.
Yeah.
I have a save game file for the original version of the game.
Does it not convert?
Not, but because it's the Marvel Spider-Man remastered, it counts as a different game.
Oh. Well, that's
so
dumb.
I had to start from scratch. And now I am further than I was before.
That's weird. Oh, well.
It was weird, but I don't care.
That's a Sony Corp.
I don't care. It's a great game, so.
You're not wrong. I still need to beat that, like, finish that game, but.
I'm doing, like, all the side stuff. Like, yeah. An opportunity for, like, little collectibles popped up, and I'm just like, get them all.
Must collect.
I got all the backpacks, and then I got all the landmarks, and then I got all the research stations, and then I got all the Fisk hideouts. Like, anytime a new, category of thing popped up on the map, I just did all of it, all at once. And now I'm, like, 87% complete.
Are you going to 100% the whole thing?
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm going to do the same thing with Miles Morales.
There you go.
I also got all of the DLC for the first game, so all the Black Cat and heist stuff.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to do that too. That's been a lot of fun.
So the PS5 is working good then.
Oh, yeah. Juliana's been playing God of War, which just looks fucking incredible on that.
Did you see Ragnarok?
Latest. I haven't seen the trailer, but I know it came out, and I've seen some of the promo art for it, and I'm like, everybody's all up in arms about Fat Thor, and I'm like, have you not even kind of paid attention? Thor was a fat guy.
Yeah, he was not.
And in all of that, guess what I found out?
What's that?
Half Thor Bjornsson is going to be boxing Eddie Hall.
Oh, I had no idea.
Neither did I. But, like, it's got to be some, like, ultra heavyweight. They're both over 300 pounds, and they're both over 6'5".
Didn't he drop a bunch of weight, though, recently?
They did, but they're still fucking just giant walls of meat. And, like, all the weight that they lost was in preparation for this boxing match. Because they went from lift lots of weight to hit hard. So,
yeah.
I almost want to, actually watch that boxing match, because I hope it's, an actually good boxing match, you know?
Right. I will see.
It's the first time I've ever been like, oh my god, a boxing match. That sounds cool.
Right. Anytime sports talk even remotely enters this
I usually just don't care.
Yeah,
but Hafþór Bjornsson, like, that's another thing. Hafþór Bjornsson has 6 inches on Eddie Hall, and Eddie Hall is 6'3".
Yeah.
I give all advantages to Hafþór, honestly.
It's gonna come down to who does the better training.
Well, and if you just look at them, Eddie Hall's just this giant rectangle of meat.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking at a picture now.
But if you look at Bjornsson, he's got the actual, like, taper at the waist. Got that greater, he's going to have that greater mobility. He's got the longer arms.
It's going to come down to stamina, though. It's boxing. Oh,
yeah. It is boxing, and they're weightlifters by trade. They're heavy lifters.
Yeah, but cardio. Who's got better cardio is going to be the real question.
I guess there was a moment where, like, Hafþór Bjornsson sparred with Conor McGregor. Just a real quick, just
I remember that. Pop,
and Hafþór came out of it, and he's like, "I was not prepared for that. That was way more than I ever expected it to be."
Yeah, well, I mean, McGregor at his heart is a striker, so you know he's always about quick success strikes. I mean,
McGregor is an MMA guy, so he's got that.
Yeah,
he's built for endurance.
Yeah, and he's obviously a lot smaller and faster too. Yeah. So. Should be an interesting fight. Be a hell of a lot better than anything a Paul brother can come out with.
Anything a Paul brother can come out with. Anything that, like, the fucking YouTubers versus TikTokers. Who fucking cares? Like, all this fucking Mayweather versus McGregor bullshit. No, like, that's an interesting fight. Eddie Hall versus Hafþór Bjornsson. That's a ticket.
Yeah, yeah. Might actually pirate that.
That's what I was saying. I was like, that's actually worth, like, not paying for.
Yeah.
But spending my exactly. time on.
Instead of waiting to see on Reddit, on the boxing subreddit, to see who comes out.
Right. On top. We actually, we'll make a thing.
So what else has been going on?
So I'm back to work.
Working, playing Spider-Man.
I'm back to work, doing the school bus thing.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about hellions that were high school students.
So, like, and, like, everybody agrees with me. Like, it's weird that high schoolers are this poorly behaved.
Yeah.
Like, high schoolers are always just super chill. They get on the bus, they sit down, they listen to their music, whatever. Like, for whatever reason, these kids decided to just be massive little shits. And I there's only so much I, like, it's reached a point where, like, my trainer who works with me on the whole process is just like, just write them up. Like, there's several steps before a write up, but there's so much going on, I can't adequately perform those steps. Cause, like, step one is like, okay, take the misbehaving student and move them to the front so you can do that. I can't move half the bus to the front seat. Like, I can't move 5 students to the front seat because I can't take the 5 students who are misbehaving and put them just still together toward the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cattle prod. That's my only suggestion.
I wish. But just, like,
put them down with force.
I have kids getting on the bus and just immediately taking their mask off. Like, they're jumping around. They're not staying in their seats. They're, like, trying to play music on a fucking Bluetooth speaker. I'm like, are you fucking... No.
No, don't be that dredge on society. Those people should be shot immediately in the streets.
Like, they turned it on yesterday for, like, as soon as it turned on, I just got on the PA and be like, turn it off. No.
Dude, I remember one time I was sick. It was one of those days where I emailed into work, hey, I'm not feeling too great. And, like, 5 minutes later, I was like, well, you know, I'm not feeling great, but I could probably still make it in. And then I was like, you know what, disregard that email. And then, like, another 5 minutes goes by. He's like, and then I just ended up texting Jeff. I was like, you know what, no, I'm just going to go back to bed. And then sure as shit, like, I woke up a few hours later, and I just felt like complete shit. And I ended up going to urgent care.
Oh, jeez.
I remember sitting there and just feeling like absolute dog shit. And this dude and his, girlfriend or whatever come in, and he starts playing fucking music on a Bluetooth speaker in urgent care lobby. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, people are fucking sick. They don't want to hear your shitty rap music right now. Like, this is not what people want to hear in urgent care.
No.
And I was like, fortunately, I was called back fairly quickly, and I was
Good.
just like, thank God, because I was not in any kind of mood, and I probably would have said something. Re
Yeah.
realistically, no, because it would have been a waste of my time. But yeah, that was people who do that really just bother the shit out of me. Don't do that shit in public.
But
That's what headphones are for.
what? And that's exactly the thing. Like, the specific rule is like, you can use your phone, you can listen to music, you can watch videos, whatever, but you have to have headphones on. Like,
Yeah.
that's the rule. Like, the state law.
Yeah, this should be a global law where if you're out in public, you're not allowed to watch anything without headphones on.
But then I had one.
Looking at you, parents that put their kids on tablets and then they just play loud shit for no reason.
I had one student that I had to write up four times in a week.
Nice. Is there like a maximum write-up limit and they just
There's
can't ride the
a
bus?
cutoff where it just kind of goes, okay, you don't get to ride the bus anymore.
It
And
should be at
after,
one.
and it really should. And after the like after the first one was so fucking egregious. Like, it wasn't just like kids misbehaving, kids not wearing his mask. Like, no, this kid was just spouting racist, homophobic shit. Like,
Oh, well, yeah, at that
screaming it
point.
at the top of his lungs and laughing hysterically anytime he said anything. I'm like, what makes you think any of this is okay?
It's like he's an Xbox Live chat lobby just
It
in real
no
time.
worse, honestly. Like, he's just
Jesus.
doing, like, he's just trying to be edgy. And it, like, they asked me, they're like, oh, do you think he has any, like, developmental problems, or do you think he needs to be on a sped bus? I'm like, no, I just think he's a shitty kid.
Yeah, he's just an asshole. That's not a developmental problem, that's a parenting issue.
Yeah, like I'm like, you can have all the developmental issues you want, but you can't tell me that a developmental issue makes you think that LGBTQ stands for let's go beat the queers.
I don't think I've actually ever heard that one before. So that caught me a little off guard there.
Like he was saying shit like that. He was saying shit like, oh, I'm gonna donate a bunch of money to the LGBTQ so they can find a cure for themselves. And I'm like,
Wow.
no,
So,
you can't say that. Like he was exclusively referring to women and girls as bitches. And it's just like I anytime he opened his mouth at all, he was going to say something bad. So I wrote him up. I had no choice. I can't,
Dude,
I do not tolerate that. I'm not going to tolerate that on my bus. He
yeah.
didn't ride the last half of last week. He just wasn't. And after the, and that was the thing, is like, I thought it was actually going to like work well because it seemed like mom was cooperating, because after the first time, she made him walk home.
Good.
Like 5 miles.
Oh, you know what it's. You know what the issue probably is? If the mom's making him do that, I'm sensing a lack of father figure.
Probably.
So that's
And
my
it's just,
guess.
he didn't ride the last half of the week, and if he doesn't ever ride again, I'm not going to be upset about it. Because,
Yeah.
like, him not riding allowed me to write up four other students because I could see that they were fucking around.
God damn.
Like, I wrote up four kids last week in 3 days. Just because they weren't wearing masks, they were eating on the bus when I said they weren't supposed to. They were crossing behind the bus when I specifically said don't do that, because it's actually illegal to do that.
Yeah, that's a
Like,
law.
it's a state law, do not pass behind a school bus.
Dumbass kids, man.
It's just
Yeah,
like I.
I couldn't do that. I'd probably be fired first day
I
if
even
somebody
had
fucks me.
like the kid who came, 'cause I made it a very solid rule. Don't eat on my bus after the first day of school when I had to sweep up a pile of fucking Fun Dip after my high school race.
I remember you told me about that.
So fucking pissed off about that. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Like, it wasn't even like, it was like they just opened a package of Fun Dip and poured it on the ground.
And just poured it on the ground.
Like, that's actually what happened because the package was right there.
What kind of monster wastes Fun Dip? That's my question.
The same kind of monster who says LGBTQ stands for Let's Go Beat the Queers.
Was it that same kid?
Same kid.
God, he needs to have just be beaten.
So it was after that I made the rule, don't eat on my bus. And if I catch you eating on my bus, you're going to sweep it up. So I catch a kid bringing on a fucking sleeve of saltines.
Jesus, what is he, a fucking parrot?
Apparently. But hey, guess God. What he had to do the next morning? Well, I didn't eat anything on the bus today. Yeah, but you ate yesterday. Well, I gave it to somebody else. You brought the food. And you were passing it around. I watched you eat on the bus. I gave it to somebody. I'm like, I don't care. You were the one who provided the food. You brought, well, I wasn't here on the second day of school. Absence and ignorance of the rules does not exempt you from them. Sweep my damn bus.
Welcome to society. Know, we're proud to have you here.
And then fucking Thursday, one of my middle schoolers just didn't get on the bus to go home.
What?
Like,
what were they doing?
She just didn't get on the bus to go home from school. So I go, and I had to turn around and go pick her up. And I go, and I get her, and I pull up to right where she's standing, and I open the door, and she gets on the bus, and she goes, how dare you leave without me? And I'm like,
you were... I'm sorry.
I immediately shot back with, how dare you not get on the bus on time?
I wouldn't have even shot back. I would have closed the fucking doors and left her again. What the? You entitled little shit?
I talked to her the next day, and I was like, you have 5 minutes to get on the bus after the bell rings. Well, I had to go get... Oh. I was like, you have 5 minutes to get on the bus after the bell rings. That's plenty of time to get what you need and get on the bus. You don't have time to talk to your friends. Well, I couldn't find the bus yesterday. I saw you step on the bus and then turn around and leave. Well, I had to go get something. You still had plenty of time to go get whatever you needed and come back. There are no excuses. You have 5 minutes to get on the bus. And like she even tried, was like, oh, I'm going to be late to my class. I'm like, that's great. I have to talk to you. Because you have a chronic being late problem. Because this isn't the first time this student has, like, almost missed the bus. I'm like, this is the first time you actually missed the bus, but I've almost left without you at least two other times.
I feel like mom's a Karen in that household.
And it's one of those things that's like, and it's actually a problem with security at the school. Because security's focused on standing next to the front bus and holding us until they're sure that all the students are on the bus, when they need to be out in the field next to where the buses line up, breaking up all the little powwows that are sitting there of kids just standing there talking and not getting on the bus. The normal security guard wasn't out there yesterday, and the principal was out there, and guess what the principal was doing? Breaking that shit up, saying, hey, get on the damn bus, or you're gonna miss it.
That's because principals are just out to destroy children's lives. It's and that beautiful. Was just, he wasn't even doing it. He wasn't even, this principal probably wasn't even doing it for you. It was just his way of having fun. It's just
it was great. Cause it was like the bus driver, I know the bus driver who goes to the front, like she has to be at the front because she has to go like all out into the country. So she has a long route so she can get to the high school in time. So she has to be able to leave first so she can finish her route and get to the high school before it gets out. We haven't been able to do that because they've been holding us late at the middle school. And like everybody from that school has been late to their high school every day of the school year because we're not being let out on time. Because previously we were able to just leave at 2:35.
Yeah.
Students have 5 minutes to get on the bus from the time the bell rings. That's plenty of time. It's not a big school.
Yeah.
You're young. Terrible. You got a lot of endurance. Those legs like moving.
Yeah. Just God, I hate kids. These stories are a solid reminder on why I never want children.
It was funny because like the vague mention of us potentially having of Julianne and I potentially having kids came up, and like I could not take it seriously. Like 3 days into school, and I'm like, yeah, no, we're definitely gonna get, another fluffy child. We're definitely gonna get a
Yeah,
dog. We're definitely gonna get a cat.
that's
She's
fine.
like, well, what about actual kids? I'm like, I can't take that conversation seriously right now because school just started, and all I want to do is murder them.
Snap.
Miraculously, my elementary school kids have been great.
Hey,
I haven't
that's great.
had any, like, I've had very few problems with my elementary school. I've got to kind of put my foot down on them on Monday because they were standing up and bouncing around on the bus on the way home on Friday, so I'm gonna have to
Yeah.
have the, like, who can raise their hand and tell me when it's okay to stand up on the bus?
Getting off or on the bus.
Getting off, or when you're getting on the bus in the morning, when you're getting on the bus at school, and when you're getting off the bus at your bus stop. Those are the only times it's okay to stand up. If it's not your bus stop, don't stand up. And then I get to one bus stop and like I'm not even stopped, and all these kids just stand up and start moving to the front. I'm like, excuse me, go sit back down.
That's funny.
Like, go sit down. Everybody sit down. You don't get to stand up until the bus is stopped. And then they all go sit down, and I open the door, and then they all like timidly poke their heads out into the aisle. And I'm like, you can go now. And they all like
Yeah.
slowly go out, and they're like, bye. I'm like, have a good weekend. We will talk on Monday.
Nice. Oh.
I did have one elementary schooler who conveniently kept losing her mask in the afternoons. I'm like, you need to keep your mask on. And then she'd like start frantically looking for it. And then she'd get off and be like, I lost my mask. And I'm like, well, you wouldn't lose your mask if you weren't taking it off.
Not wrong. Oh, kids.
Oh,
Oh,
kids.
kids. Don't have them. That's the
Yeah,
Fact of the day. Don't have kids. Don't have kids because we need to reduce the world's population by at least half.
correct.
I will make that happen
So,
somehow.
you ready for the good news? This is actually fucking hysterical.
Yes. How did you preface this before? I can't remember.
Oh, what did I say? Let's
Doozy.
see.
You had a
Oh boy, I've got
doozy.
a doozy for the next show. Good or bad? Oh, two doozies, one of each.
Two doozies.
Yeah.
Okay. So
This
this is the good
is the
doozy.
good this is the good
Okay.
news.
Good
So,
doozy.
okay. Preface, overhang. My friend lives in Tacoma. He's
Okay.
he works at McCord. He's in the Air Force or Air National Guard, so he does like tech support for the Air National Guard up there. And he's
God, that
like
feels like a
the
terrible
only
job.
Air National Guard squadron that has zero flying missions. Like his entire flight is just support. That's it. Anyway, so that's the military part's not relevant. It's just like that's what he does up there. So he's very little take he's very much take no shit attitude because of just what he does. And he was complaining, let's see, last week he was complaining about his neighbor spreading manure all over their yard. And he's just like, oh God, my neighbor spread manure all over your yard. Now it just smells awful outside. It
Holy shit.
actually smells like shit. Smells like brush prairie when it rains. And it's like 3 or 4 days later, he gets back to it, and he's like, it still smells fucking awful. I can't
That's a
open
little
my
unusual.
windows or else my entire house smells like this stuff.
Nice.
And then he does some digging and he does some research, and he found out that she put a substance called Tagro potting soil.
I grew potting soil.
Tagro is a, it's like the city of Tacoma's like environmental co-op thing.
Okay.
And he found out that Tagro potting soil is a soilless mixture of age, aged screened black fir bark, sawdust, and Tacoma's Class A biosolids.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what Class A biosolids are?
Oh, dude, don't tell me it's fucking human waste.
Human poop.
Oh, dude. Why the fuck would you...
He's like, looked up Class A biosolids, and as he's typing his, like, next message to say it's poop, I'm like, I put in quotes, I'm like, it's just poop. Human poop. It's just sewage. So cool. And I'm like, why are people putting human poop in their yards? Just start shitting over the fence. It's the same thing. Lord knows you'll have plenty to contribute.
God, dude, I would be so fucking pissed. Who the fuck would buy that?
You could get Tagro for planting, and it's made from sewage. It smells so bad. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
How much is it?
And my whole response to this was like, I'm sorry. I know this sucks for you, but I cannot stop laughing.
Wow.
I
love how they tag this. It's safe for indoor and outdoor use. Yeah, it smells like fucking shit, though.
It's,
like, what?
It's, like, it's actual human poop. And he sent me a picture from, like, over the fence, and it's just, like, little sprouts of grass sticking out from whatever this actual sewage in this lady's yard is. I guess what happened was, you know...
It's $30 per cubic yard.
Fucking A. She covered her yard in this stuff. Like, completely... covered her yard fence to fence.
This lady paid a retarded amount.
She probably paid
to cover her property
like $400 for this stuff,
and it still reeks of shit.
And it still reeks of shit because it's just shit. It's just poop.
Why?
Because her shitty little football dogs peed all over her yard and destroyed the lawn. So she's trying to regrow it.
There's so many other methods.
Covering her yard in human feces at the end of summer.
When it's fucking hot out and just beating down. God damn, that is awful.
He hasn't been able to open his window for a week.
And the crazy thing is, it's only 20% human shit. The rest is all whatever. But that's still going to fucking stink.
Okay, 20% human shit is... too much human shit.
I'm not going to argue that, but it's just... it's more of a preface for people who...
Why would you do, like, of the things to use? Why?
And paying $30 a cubic yard? Jesus.
I just... Oh, man.
She may not have paid for her. I don't know. I don't know how big her lawn is. Either way, that's just disgusting. And she's an idiot. There's far better solutions to regrowing grass than just spreading.
Yeah.
Fucking aggro.
There are a lot better options. Like, I don't know, all of them.
Let's see through. There's reviews on this shit too.
It's just, yeah. I actually am that asshole where if I found out that my neighbor was just spreading a product full of human feces in their yard, I would just start pooping over the fence. Like, actually pooping over. Like, there's no two ways about that. I'm like, you want human shit in your yard? I'll help.
That way, at that point, you make it a point, you squatting on the front lawn reading a newspaper. It's like, how you doing, neighbor? Just contributing right here.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, I wouldn't do the front yard. I'd just, like, have a ladder contraption next to the fence and just be like...
Just an overhang that you can
squatting sit on. With the overhang, just be like, yeah, bitch.
That's awful. I mean, people are like, it smells. I mean, yeah, it's human shit.
It's poop. It's just poop.
This guy's an idiot, so I can't really say it's the Tagro's fault. Because he decided to do this during hot weather. Well, spoiler alert, jackass. He probably over saturated your lawn with nitrogen and killed your fucking lawn. God, that's disgusting.
Oh, so I guess last Saturday, September 11th, Donald Trump
oh,
visited
that.
The NYPD, and it pans over to the cop asking a question, and on the locker behind him is just a Bad Dragon sticker.
I saw that. That was so funny.
Just like,
yeah. I also found it amusing that, you know, all previous presidents were at a memorial and he was at some like radio show
right.
promoting a fight or something. I don't even remember. But, you know, classy. Classy.
Oh, found out how many drivers we're probably going to be losing next month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your first estimates were like, weren't they like, you said like 50% is what you were thinking fallout wise?
No, I was saying 50 drivers.
Oh, 50 drivers overall. Okay.
Yeah, it's worse than that.
Oh.
We're anticipating losing like 72-ish out of almost 250.
I mean, it's not hard. Really isn't.
It's not hard.
You know, whether you're for it or against, whatever.
I've seen at least one driver being upset that they're going to lose their job next month. And
you can prevent it.
That's exactly it. And this is someone that like I'd previously interacted with, and they're generally a very nice person, and like they're, you know, easy to get along with. You know, we joked around a little bit. We haven't talked a lot, but they were always very nice.
Yeah.
We were always colloquial with each other, you know. But as soon as I heard her like someone else was talking and it was like, oh, you look sad. She's like, how can I not be sad? I know my days are numbered here. I'm like, are you fucking serious? No. Like, I could tell she was feeling a little melancholy just because,
right.
You know, I can read people like that. I could tell she was feeling a little melancholy, but I wasn't ever close enough to ask her, hey, what's going on? So I never did. But then I overheard that and I was like, oh, you're sad because you're a piece of shit. Got it.
And the thing is like this person works with kids.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've talked to several other drivers about this whole situation, and they're all vaccinated and they all have the same opinion as me. I'm like, if you have this job, knowing what you know about the mandate that went through last month, and you still do not get vaccinated, I have zero sympathy for the people who aren't getting vaccinated. I will shed zero tears over the people who are losing their job over this.
I'm almost wondering if they should associate a cost with it. Then maybe these people will get it.
That's what Delta did. Delta Airlines did.
It's at a point where it almost seems like people want to pay for it, and that's the only way they'll get the vaccine is by paying for it, because like they can't trust something that's free. Why don't we make it like $1,000 then per shot? Maybe then they'll be like, oh, okay, it costs money. Now I can trust it.
Because it's about the exclusivity. But
yeah, it's that exclusivity.
It's just like I have no sympathy for the people who are losing their job because of this. I can't. And you know, there are people who are like, oh, I'm going to miss my kids and I care about my kids so much. If you cared about your kids, you'd get the fucking shot.
That just shows a lack of empathy and that they're full of shit.
If it was that important to you and you cared about your kids so much, you would get the shot. If you won't get the shot, you don't care about your kids.
Yeah.
And everybody I've told that to 100% agrees with me. Old drivers,
you know,
new drivers, like they're all like, exactly.
I mean, it's not fucking hard.
It's not hard.
It's free. You can literally go into any place and get it at this point.
You can literally
it's not in a fucking vending machine.
You can literally just walk into Walgreens and be like, I want a COVID vaccine. And be like, got you, fam.
Yeah, here
Costco,
you go.
Walgreens,
come back in
Walmart.
3 weeks.
Like, there's no shortage.
No.
And, like, these people aren't paying attention that literally the only hospitalizations that are occurring are from people who are unvaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, And people don't want to believe it. I think I brought it up before. There was a guy who was like, I drove by this hospital. There were no cars in the parking lot. It's like, well, no shit, for one.
How
There
do you
wouldn't
think
be.
people
Nobody's allowed to visit fucking hospitals right now.
Yeah.
Well, of course there's going to be open spots. And like, what the fuck is wrong with people? I don't know. At this point, I just don't care. If these people want to suffer the consequences, by all means, go for it.
I
Like, it's
mean,
your decision.
I
You
agree.
have freedom.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you're using your freedom, which means you can't tell other people how to fucking live either. You know?
You are free to make whatever choices you want, but that does not exempt you from the consequences of those choices.
Yeah. I mean, we're all given freedom. They're making their freedom to choose. Spoiler alert, it could cost them their jobs.
And
That's
also,
not my
and
concern.
there's also the factor of your personal freedom ends when it starts to encroach on my personal freedom and the personal freedom of everyone around you. And by you not vaccinating, and by you being a threat to society at this point, you are a high-risk employee by not being vaccinated. You are at a greater risk of getting a severe case of COVID-19.
Yeah.
You are a safety threat. And you
Yep.
do not deserve to work with children. I guess there's one
Yeah.
guy who's gotten a like full tilt medical exemption because like he's one of the few people who's actually getting a medical exemption because even for like the standard vaccines, the like MMR or
Oh, is he allergic?
no, he just won't get any vaccine.
Oh, okay.
And like
That seems
his
odd.
like they were very clear with him on the conditions of his employment. I was like, okay, you have the right to not get your vaccines, and like he's not getting any of the like the MMR, the hepatitis, like any of those big ones, but they're like, if there's any amount of outbreak, you cannot work.
So he has no real medical, isn't it? Like, he's
He
not
has no
allergic
no
to.
real medical, or I think he got it for like religious or something, like something he was able
So
to
he's a
get that.
Jehovah's Witness because that's the only
Even
people that would really exclude.
they're saying get it.
So it's,
The only actual religion that provides medical that provides religious exemption for vaccines is the Church of Jesus Christ Scientists, and even they are saying get the COVID-19 shot.
wait, so what is it?
They're
The Church
the Church of
of
Jesus Christ Scientists.
I've
It
honestly
is
never.
in fact a thing. There's one in Vancouver.
Oh, I just don't even know if I want to look this up. That's a long read. I'll read that later. I don't even want to.
That's a
I
lot of
don't.
words.
Yeah, that's a lot of words. I'm just going to ignore that and pretend like I never saw it. Interesting. I like I said, at this point, I have no. Everybody can do whatever the fuck they want, and that's fine. It just third it thins out the fucking people. So do go for it. You know, the fact that it I hate this. I don't even hate to say this, but realistically,
Whoa.
hospitals need to start just turning away people that have COVID.
They really do. I read the words. The church was
So,
founded to commemorate the word and works of Jesus Christ and reinstate primitive Christianity and its lost element of healing.
yeah, I don't even. I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear about the Church of Jesus Christ Scientists.
Founded in
See, this is.
1879 in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's just too much work for me. At this point,
I...
I know what I believe. I'm not trying to force anything on anybody. I live my life, the end.
Exactly.
And honestly, I almost feel like I just have to. It's one of those things. I hate where humanity is at right now because I can't even get on social media just to laugh anymore. It's always just everything, and I'm just like, I'm so tired of it. Because
Everything
it's just
sucks all the time, always. always.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's like, no shit, everything sucks all the time, always. Like,
I mean, even fucking D&D for me last night was brutal.
Oh god, I don't even. I can't. It's just. It's at a point where. I just don't really care anymore. The world's gonna fuck itself up regardless. It doesn't matter who we put in power anymore because those positions don't mean anything. They haven't meant anything really in a long time. Money rules the world, and unfortunately, a majority of the people don't have it, which means you're kind of just fucked unless we win on a fluke. You know, that's really it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the only flukes we have are not going to get that power because, again, there's people above that make the decisions that, well, you're kind of just fucked. So
now we're seeing shit like fucking Tesla towns coming up.
It's so stupid.
Because, that works so for fucking coal company towns in Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, all the people who were like, oh, Texas is going to be like the next boom state. And then Texas is like, by the way, 10K bounties, guys. And then everybody's like, all right, well, we are going to steer this direction now. Because
I mean, at least the fucking U.S. Attorney General is like, yeah, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, I did see that. And hey, but you know what? Let's be fair, though. Texas governor said he's going to get rid of all the rapists so we don't have to worry about rape babies anymore. So, you know, why he wasn't doing that earlier, we don't know, but he has a plan and it's going to work. So I think he's onto something there. I think he's going to get reelected. I really do. You know, it's with a solid plan like that, he's going to get rid of all the rapists. I mean, sign me up. Sign me up. I think there was only one man who delivered on his promise, and that was Odin. Really, we should just be electing Odin to rule everything.
Because I don't see any ice giants.
I don't see any ice giants. Show me an ice giant, and I'll show you Odin, who's a liar. But he's not a liar.
Because there's no ice
giants. There's no ice giants. Odin, 2024.
Yep. I'd vote for him.
That's who I'd vote for. I might just write that in.
Change the nation's bird to a fucking raven. Bald eagles are just flying rats.
Yeah, you
see a bald eagle soaring, and it's like, oh, look at the majestic bald eagle. You see a bald eagle up close? Nah, they're scraggly motherfuckers.
That and everybody in Alaska fucking hates them.
Like, I watched a fucking
because they're everywhere.
I watched a bald eagle get the shit kicked out of it by two crows, last year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or shit, that would have been earlier this year. Yeah, back in February, I watched a bald eagle get the shit kicked out of it by two crows in Vancouver, in the middle of the fucking city.
Side of town.
Bald eagle got too close, and these crows are just like, nah, bitch, get down.
There are better birds. I mean, I get it. You know, like you said, from a distance, majestic, right?
Yeah,
but yeah, they're definitely cooler birds out there.
Any closer than a quarter mile?
Yeah,
they're kind of scraggly.
See, falcons are where it's at. That would have been awesome.
Falcons are dope. I see falcons all the time, and they're always just sitting there and be like, "Yeah, give me some fucking mice. Ooh, there's a bunny. Yeah,
yeah, right." It's like, let me just dive at this at 200 miles an hour, fucking destroy it.
Pa.
Yeah, beat
the shit out of this thing with my body, just kill it so fast because I'm flying so fast it just dies immediately.
But at least we didn't get a shitty bird, a turkey or something.
Yeah, fuck you, Ben Franklin.
that would have been just awful. As far as just like, oh, what's your country's bird? It's a turkey. Oh,
fucking turkey episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been
so good.
It would have been that all over.
Oh, my God. I caught up on Rick and Morty over the last weekend, and oh, boy, that was some good shit.
Dude, I
really
am curious.
They hit hard in those last two episodes.
I'm really curious where they're going at this point, since the finite curve is...
Yeah, the central finite curve is no more.
No more. I almost feel like they took a page out of Marvel's book right there with that one.
Pretty much.
I was like, wait a second. I saw this in Loki. What's going on here? All right. We got off topic. So funny thing. So ever... Human shit on the lawn.
That was it. I finished.
Well, you had a bad. Didn't you have a bad news one?
The bad news one was all the high school garbage.
Oh, okay. Well, damn it. All right. Do I have anything to contribute? No, because I'm still waiting on some test results. So I don't have anything to contribute.
Test results?
Test results.
Oh, that's right. You said you had stuff.
Yeah. So.
But you can't actually contribute that stuff?
Well, I could, but I don't like leaving open-ended bullshit. So.
Hey.
I'd rather
You gotta have the cliffhangers to get people back for next episode.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Let's see here. Let's delve into my health. Let's do that.
What's wrong with kid? Oh God, did you get a thing because you went as a PS5? Okay.
No, this was going on before that. Okay. So I think we're okay there. Let's see here. This was that August when it happened? Yes. So August, I went in to the doctor, get a routine checkup. I had a question on some medication.
The am I dying questions?
Actually, what it was I needed to re-up my prescription for my blood pills. And they were like, oh, you haven't seen the doctor in like...
too long.
I don't remember how long. So they're like, we're not going to fill this until you make an appointment. I was like... is that like not legal since I have to take this medication to survive? Like,
it is.
I didn't
point.
It's. I was told it was a gray area, and I was like, "That's kind of fucking bullshit." Whatever. So I went in, and he was like, "Well, you know, we haven't seen you. Let's do the blood work. You know, get the whole panel, see how everything's going." And that came back, and everything looked normal for me, except like some liver stuff where it was like way high out of range. And so then the doctor was like, "Okay, well, you know,
your insides are bad."
It was like, "Well, that's not good, you know, but let's wait a little bit, see what happens. You know, do better, eat smarter." Walk more than just to the fridge and back.
Oops.
And so then went back, got another panel, and it was still like way out of range. And he was like, okay, now I'm concerned. Now we need to do some more tests. So then he was like, well, you know, this could, you know, with your thing this high, it could mean a variety of things. So we're just going to throw everything at it. Got a full hepatitis panel, which that all came back negative because I would assume I would know I would have hepatitis before a test would be needed. I don't know. Call me crazy.
You think, but when I got mono several years ago, they tested me for hepatitis because that is a way that... because mono attacks the liver.
Yeah.
And basically,
yeah.
Hepatitis is just a failure of the liver.
Yeah. So, that came back negative. They did a iron test because apparently if your body holds on to iron too much, it causes organ damage. Spoiler alert for anybody out there who doesn't know that.
Are you a magnet boy?
My iron came back higher than the standard range. So the test I'm still waiting on is they want to see if it's a hereditary thing called hemochromatosis, which is basically your body holds on to too much iron. Fun fact about hemochromatosis, there's no magic pill you can just take to have it chill the fuck out. And so the way that they reduce your iron count is they bleed you, essentially. Oh, they start taking blood out of your system. And depending on like how much iron your body holds on to, it could be as simple as, hey, you got to come in once every few months and we'll take a pint out of you. Or it could be as bad as, hey, you got to come in like every fucking week.
Oh shit.
and get a pint taken out of you. I don't know where I fall. I'm still actually waiting on that test, if that's even what it is. I had a full ultrasound done on my what liver. They also did the gallbladder, pancreas, spleen, and kidneys
Holy fuck.
while they were doing it.
Just to make sure everything's.
Yeah, so I have what is called, well, what is considered hepatic steatosis, which is fatty liver disease. The problem is there's varying degrees of fatty liver
Of
disease.
course.
Everything from an enlarged liver, which it doesn't always cause symptoms, to like other issues. So like you can have a fatty liver, but it's like, oh, it's not that fatty, so it's not that bad. Or it could be like, hey, you have a fatty liver and it's causing tons of problems and you're probably going to have a lot of medical conditions down the road. So I'm assuming I will probably have to go in for a liver biopsy at some point. Oh, and then there are, I guess, small gallstones in my gallbladder, but nothing that they would consider
Other than for you
extreme
to
or
like remove.
nothing. Yeah, nothing that they would consider extreme or abnormal. Everything else was fine. Right kidney, left kidney were fine. Spleen was fine. Pancreas was fine. Was that? There's like a duct, some sort of duct that was measuring normal, so they were happy with that. Yes. And so yeah, now I'm waiting to see if I have a hereditary disease where I hold on to iron, which would be cool if I could control it, but I can't. So it's kind of a gay superpower to be able to hold on to iron and not do anything with it. I can't magically make a shield out of it or do anything neat. I wonder if I could blame the COVID vaccine for it. Probably not, because it's been happening since before COVID. So, oh, which is another fun fact. Apparently, previous doctors I've had have like seen these past test results and seen that I've had higher elevated liver
And they just
enzymes,
didn't do
and
anything
they
about it?
just didn't do anything about it.
What the
So this,
fuck?
yeah. So I was like, cool. Way to be. So yeah, that was a fun fact that I found out about, and I was really happy. So yeah, that's medical. And of course, my mother, of all people,
As it goes.
is just like, she called me last week, or yeah, well, yeah, because it's Saturday, so I think she called me on like Wednesday. She's like, have you heard anything? And I was like, no, I haven't heard anything. And she's like, are you feeling okay? And I was like, nothing has fucking changed. I didn't have pain before the tests. I'm not gonna magically have pain now. Like,
Do you not like
I like, am I supposed to manifest pain now out of fucking thin air? Like, nothing's
Oh
going
my
on.
God.
At least nothing now. And I'm just like, God, just chill the fuck out. And this is why, like, I told Shasta not to bring this up because we went over there for a barbecue, the Labor Day weekend, and I was like, don't
Just don't.
bring it up. And she did, and I was like, you bitch. And and then of course it just like the fucking questions and everything. And I'm like, this is fucking hell. And then she was like, my mom was like, oh, you just keep me updated. And it's like, I'll keep you informed. And I'm just like,
I will
just
keep
why
okay.
the
This is
fuck?
like okay. One of my biggest pet peeves is like, I will keep you updated means don't ask me about it.
Yeah.
Until I have, like, I will come to you when there's more information. You
Right.
asking about it doesn't make new information manifest itself.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like,
So.
with things, when there's important shit like that, I'm always very good about informing the people around me of what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And it just pisses me the hell off when they're like, have you heard anything about that? I'm like, no! Have I told you that I heard anything? No, then nothing
Yeah.
happened.
So yeah. So yeah. Yeah, that's where it's at right now. We'll see what other test results come back with. But That's all I got. I can't think of anything else. I'm forgetting something. No, I'm not forgetting anything. That's it. Yay. Health.
Whoa.
Exciting, I know. So,
At least you're not dying.
not yet.
Not,
There's
well,
always
I mean,
time.
we're all dying. It's just varying.
I'm just not dying at the rate I want to die.
You're just not dying at the correct pace.
Yeah. Kind of wish it was a little faster, but I'm not allowed to say those things. Those are the things I'm only allowed to say inside.
Those are your insight. Have you seen some of the Met Gala stuff?
When do I start taking?
Because, I mean, like, there was the obvious Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but then there were so many of the dresses that were just like, oops, all train.
Yeah, I so just weird. Some of these people, man,
Well, and
just
you have to keep in mind that there's always a theme, and the theme for this year was America. Which.
that sounds like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia theme. Like
Right?
America, like
America. And it's okay, so like
Jesus.
there was basically one person who got it right, and that was a Native American like water warrior who showed up. And she had like all of her jewelry was turquoise. So she had that, or is it turquoise? Whatever that blue stone is that you see in all like southwestern
Yeah, I think it's turquoise.
turquoise? Okay. Yeah, she
Yeah,
had
yeah,
that
yeah.
and she had like a very, very well done dress and she was wearing fucking war paint, like native war paint. It looked amazing. And it's just like she understood the assignment.
Yes, she is winning. I'm delving deeper into all the fucking tests I've had over the lifetime of them tracking this shit.
Speaking of understanding the assignment, I came across a TikTok earlier this morning of like this lady she's talking about, and he's like, yeah, no, our corporate was like, hey, we really want you guys to improve relations with your team, so go do some team building exercises. So they gave everybody like a budget, and I guess like everybody else went and got like a beer and dinner. And then they had like a bunch saved left over, and she's just like, I guess I didn't understand the assignment because I went to like laser tag, and then we went to the bar and did shots, and then we went back to laser tag, and one guy puked during laser tag,
Yes,
and I was
that's
out
funny.
$400 of my own money. She's like, yeah, I guess
That's
I just didn't understand the assignment. And the entire comments were like, no, you understood this. No, you are the only one who understood the assignment. Everybody else is just a bunch of cheap bastards.
Oh, that's funny. Great. Now I'm looking up all of God damn it. Why am I now on a medical fucking This is why I don't talk about this shit ever. I just hold it inside until I'm on my deathbed, and I'll be like, "I knew about all of this. You guys are idiots. You know, I don't talk to people." Blah blah blah. All
I told you I was dying.
right, I close the window. I'm done looking at that stupid shit. Because now I'm like, "Wait, is it my medication that's doing this to me?" But then I'm like looking up, and it's like, "No, I'm just." I need to look at.
We're old now.
No, because it wouldn't. Because I'm like, oh, is it my medication? But then I'm like, no, because it doesn't cause iron retention. Why the fuck would I be retaining iron? And if it for some reason does magically cause people to retain iron, I'm probably the only motherfucker who has it, which means I have a great lawsuit on my hands, if that's the fucking case. God. Never again am I bringing fucking medical shit onto this fucking show. Never again. I this is why I don't fucking go to the doctor. This is why I never go to the fucking doctor unless like I'm literally like about to fucking die. I had when I had a pulmonary embolism, it was literally the last fucking minute and I was like, fuck, I can't breathe laying down in bed. I'm probably going to die if I don't actually go. I can't just self-medicate this one away. I guess I have to seek professional fucking care.
I gotta go talk to a guy.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, you need to stay in the hospital overnight. It's like, no, because that shit's expensive. Just fucking send me home with blood thinners. And if I die in bed, I die in bed. I don't fucking care. And then, again, Shasta, you should call your mom and let her know. I'm not going to fucking call her because then she's going to drive up here to fucking, and sure as shit, fucking drove up there. So this is when I was living in Longview and fucking drove, see me in the, and it's like, why? This is a fucking waste of time. They're going to release me.
What have you accomplished by being?
Nothing. If it's my time, it's my fucking time. And guess what? It's never my fucking time because I'm not that goddamn special. I'm not allowed to fight. Like, if that's the superpower, that's it. I have zero regard for my life, and yet somehow I'm not allowed to fucking die. Like, that's just...
That's kind of it.
Yeah, it's like I should be part of the fucking Suicide Squad. Because it's like, I just want to die. Well, that's your power. You can't fucking die. I'm like a walking fucking just... I should be in a Deadpool movie. Yeah, I should be in a Deadpool movie. Yeah. Luck isn't a superpower. Well, yeah, so is apparently the ability to just want to die but not die. But here I am, you know?
A better part than fucking Brad Pitt.
His part was fantastic, though. I mean, see him for like a half a second. You see it
for like 8 frames.
Oh, yeah, it's just that's gonna be that third movie.
Knowing that it was Brad Pitt is what it did for me.
I mean, between that and you know, you had Matt Damon in there, like just people
What the fuck? So amazing. Let's talk about the fact that Insomniac is making a Wolverine game now.
Yes, I am very... Look, hey, they killed it with Spider-Man. Marvel, go ahead, keep giving them shit to do.
Yeah,
like,
they killed
I'm fine
with Spider-Man.
With it.
Miles Morales is great because like they actually mixed it up with Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Because it's not like... It's not a full sequel. It's definitely like a larger DLC.
Yeah, yeah.
But they made it so that like because Miles has different powers from Peter, or is more specifically more powers than Peter. He has his Venom Strike and he can turn invisible.
Yes,
and like they worked that in to how Miles works, and like you discover his abilities to do that as you progress through the story.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, the fact of coming out with Spider-Man 2 with Venom,
that's going to be great.
That should be awesome. Because, again, they're doing it smart. Now that they got Miles Morales out there, they got, you know, Parker out there. Guess what? They're coming together in the sequel.
Yeah.
So that should be fantastic. Hopefully that means you can do, like, some co-op. That would be really awesome,
ooh,
actually.
That would be dope. Fucking.
Yeah, be pretty awesome.
I've found that I really enjoy that style of game. Like, I really loved the Batman Arkham games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the open world.
Those are the, like, you have full open world.
You
can go whatever. The traversal in Spider-Man is much more enjoyable and much more fun than in Batman.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they captured web-slinging beautifully.
Especially once you have it, like, max level. Web slinging through Manhattan is just a fucking blast. Because you can just go and not stop. Just boom. As long as you don't hit fucking Central Park, you're fine.
Yes, that is a hellhole in which I have no idea how to escape.
I'm so glad they put just very little in Central Park and just avoided they knew. But there's like six whole things to do in Central Park ever.
Yeah, yeah. What was I gonna say? But yeah, that Wolverine tease.
Okay, so my only concern with it is that Wolverine doesn't lend itself to that same kind of gameplay loop as Spider-Man does. So I hope that it's more of a more linear
story, linear story, story driven.
Like story driven.
Yeah, yeah.
Game. I okay, here.
I could see it being open, but not like just sticking to one location. I'm thinking open areas over a vast
like they range give you of... several different large maps to explore.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
just like here's a giant world that you're inside of.
Yeah. Because but it's also going to depend on when is the storyline, you know, what's taking place alongside of it. Mm-hmm.
Because
there's a lot to explore oh, yeah. with Wolverine.
And we do know that it's going to be part of the Spider, like it's in that same universe as the Spider-Man games.
My God, what if they're just they keep releasing like hero games, and then it all culminates to like a new Marvel Alliance, like see, massive.
The only problem with that is Square Enix got Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy, so it would have to be X-Men and Spider-Man, and a few other, and they'd probably get a Fantastic Four game would be pretty dope.
That would actually be really cool. I would almost feel like GTA style, where you could just like swap between them while they're doing shit around the city. Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Insomniac, take notes. I know you guys listen. So I love how I just throw things out there. Like, yeah, those guys listen. Everybody listens to this podcast. Yeah, so everybody. Spotify, we're still waiting for that check. 50 million, like we said. Easy peasy.
Hey, they're grabbing smaller creators. I saw.
Are they really?
I saw.
Like, grab me for 50 million. Let's do this.
They're not like not huge, huge, big, you know, they're not like huge dollar amounts for the smaller creatives, but like there's a group of just like three Australian kids that just do shitty sketch comedy that just got picked for Spotify exclusive podcast.
I'll take it. Come on, Spotify. You know you want us. I'll quit my job and do this full time if you pay me enough.
I strongly recommend you check out Fairbairn Films.
Fairbairn Films?
Yeah. It's just three Australian kids just shit posting. It's great.
Let's see if I spelled that all right. I did. Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah, I've seen these.
Yeah.
I have seen all of these.
It's two brothers and their friend.
Yeah, this is great. There was one specific one that I really love with Vegemite that was fantastic.
Yeah. But they just got a Spotify exclusive podcast very recently.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, they deserve it. Honestly, I love their dry, like, sketch shit. It's
they're
just
fucking
so
hysterical. Like,
it's fantastic.
Like, they're a bit with the, like, when you accidentally step on your dog. I'm a horrible person. I've honestly forgotten what's. I've honestly forgotten why you're upset.
Yeah, this,
you're clearly more distraught about this than I am.
Everything that they do, I like, enjoy.
So like one thing that I noticed with the pandemic is that Australia just fucking showed up. Because now,
what? Sorry.
Is one thing I've noticed with like what happened during the pandemic and just like kind of the nature of how content went.
Oh yeah.
Australia just showed the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're a culture that I feel is used to staying inside because what the fuck else is there to do?
They just excelled at, they just did their thing. And it was, so there's Fairbairn Films that really like came into their prime. And then there's also he's a TikTok creator, but he also does YouTube. His name is Tom Cardi. And he's all like music. And I strongly recommend,
oh, yeah, I've seen this guy too.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure I've sent you some of his TikToks, but definitely, yeah. If you haven't already, check out HYCYBH.
Yeah.
No, I was listening to that every day for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's so good. And it just, it's amazing. And even in like the like creator space, Australians really showed up. Like there's a YouTuber, his name's Miscast, he's Australian. And, like, he just, like, acquired an old TV studio that he's going to turn into a makerspace.
Nice. I wish I could acquire things.
I have my little studio that I'm gonna have for me. That he just like claimed the old film storage room for himself, but he's gonna turn the rest because he's got like the green screen stage. He's got the broadcast, like the anchor stage. Like he's gonna turn all of that into usable space for other people to utilize.
How do you just come into that stuff?
I think he just bought it.
It's just such a random thing.
He was able to save enough money and buy it. And everyone was joking, and it was just like, you're a lot of people were joking, but only half joking. And it was like, you're squatting, aren't you? He's just like, I'll never tell.
That's funny. Oh, God. Oh, how's the monitor? I know you got the monitor.
Yeah, I have the
you rearranged the space.
I haven't fully rearranged the space yet. I've set up the monitor. I'm still waiting to get the replacement table.
Ah, okay. But I feel have you done a reveal of things yet?
No, I haven't, because I'm waiting for the full.
Yes, wait for the full. I was going to say, don't reveal.
I have the ultra wide.
Show me off podcast. I want to see it off podcast.
I will show you off pod. I sent you a picture of it after I set it up.
On where? Where did you send this? Did you?
Yes. On the 9th.
Oh, you did.
The day I set it up.
I don't see things. God, that's a nice monitor.
You even responded to it.
Did I?
Yes.
I sure as shit did. We've been over this, all right? My tape reel goes and records. I'm dying. Apparently. My liver is slowly eating my brain.
And you're too full of metal.
And I'm too full of fucking metal. Why can't I use that? You know what? If I would have gotten magnetic from the COVID vaccine, I could harness the extra metal in my body. But instead, I'm just cursed to hold on to metal, have a fatty liver, and somehow those two are trying to kill me together. So this is where we're at in life. I'm old.
All these people trying to be like, I got the vaccine and now I'm magnetic. I'm like, nah, bitch, you're just sticky. Shut up.
Yeah. You just need to wipe your greasy ass down.
Take a fucking shower and shut
brass
the hell up.
Isn't magnetic, folks. Keys aren't magnetic. Fuckery.
Some keys are.
Look, it feels. Yeah, some keys are. Your common house keys are not magnetic.
No.
And if you lean back and put something on you, of course it's not going to slide.
Well, I love the one dude who tried to stick a thing to his arm.
I'm magnetic.
Right. You're this totally isn't magnetic even metal. To nylon.
Plastic. Yeah. I was looking at stuff. There was other stuff I want you to paint. It's going to cost me a fucking small fortune.
Probably.
At this rate. I should have come in when your skill level was low.
You really should have.
Instead now I'm like I should have bought stock sooner.
That's what happened when you got Mr. Robot back there. That was me at my intermediate. Now I have.
And even then, that. Man.
Yeah. I'm still really proud of that piece.
This is good stuff. It just looks amazing still. It still has a hint of coffee smell to it as well. Yeah, it's a good.
I have been kind of taking a brief hiatus.
From painting or?
From painting, yeah.
I mean, you went at it hard. I think you deserve a break after painting all those minis.
But I just finished some terrain.
Oh, nice.
And then for the
podcast folks.
The watchers.
The viewers. The watchers.
The viewers. Not the listeners.
The viewers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you listening, you're just fucked. You know, go watch the show. It's not hard.
For our audio listeners, love you to death.
Yeah. Let's describe it to them. What are we looking at here?
So I painted up a piece of terrain of a shipwreck thing
And now, what kind of shipwreck is that? Let's just really paint this for those audio listeners.
So I painted it Space Wolves gray, and then I made it look like shit.
Outstanding.
I didn't use successfully. I used my nice paintbrush on this for like 1% of it. The rest of it was just a big fat makeup brush. Just and there's
I like
five,
it.
There's like five pieces of this stuff too.
Nice. Have you even done anything with that dice tower yet?
Nope.
It just sits there.
Let's add this one.
Oh, nice. That looks good. Yeah, it looks like just terrain.
Yeah.
Really, really well done terrain.
Mm-hmm. Cause I had a friend, he has he wants me to paint up Vash the Stampede's guns.
Oh yeah, yeah, you were talking about this.
He's had those printed for a while, and he's needed to sand them down, but he hasn't had the wherewithal to do it. So I kind of went over and I was like, hey, I could bring a project that I've been meaning to work on that I can kind of half-ass, and we can kind of body double for each other. So I spent, you know, an evening at his place painting that up while he was working on sanding that, and we sat and bullshitted for, like, it's the first time he and I have hung out, just the two of us, in, like, 3 years.
Oh, shit.
Like, we've seen each other, and, like, we talk all the time. Like, we play D&D every week, and all that good shit, but like it's the first time he and I have just hung out.
Yeah. I was looking at my cabinet of 3D prints, and like there's so much shit. I'm like, oh fuck, that would be cool painted. Like I have a baby Groot that's about yay big.
Oh yeah,
that's sitting and he's waving.
Yeah,
and I was like, fuck, that would be awesome because texture wise, it already kind of has like a tree bark texture to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that would actually be something that I could do.
But, yeah.
Like, I could make look really good very simply without having to put a lot of crazy effort and detail work into.
Yeah, but you're expensive now, so I need to hold back on these urges. Or I should just start painting, but...
Well,
I don't...
You get the friend... You got friend codes. It's okay. It's good. We can work things out.
I wouldn't want to do that though, because it's not just a hobby; it's a lifestyle. So, you know,
I know
friendships.
I know what my work is worth.
Friendships be damned! I'm gonna pay what the cost is. So,
yes, and that's what I'm saying is
if I get a bill and then I'm like, I'm not paying for this. This is bullshit.
I know.
Look, there's a smudge here. There's a smudge here. That's like $5 off.
By design, get fucked.
That's a that was an intentional smudge.
Yeah. No, I know what my work is worth, and I charge fairly, regardless of what's going on. So
it's expensive, folks, but it's good stuff. It's quality.
Exactly.
I think everybody who has had things painted can, I think, attest to the fact that
there are definitely
good stuff.
There are definitely quality levels of paint that I
varying
degrees of quality that I can paint to. That I learned. I learned that with that Tau Army. Holy fuck!
Yeah.
There was actually a video that Miniac put out a couple weeks ago. That was literally like, I have three of the same model. I'm going to paint one in 10 minutes. I'm going to paint one in an hour. And I'm going to paint one in 10 hours. And just
how'd that turn out?
Like, the 10-minute one still looked good. But then he gets, like, the hour. And he's like, this is, like, if you're painting an army, this is about how much time you're going to be spending per model to paint an arm.
Nice.
Like, this is kind of your general table ready standard. It still looks good, but it's not as good as you can get. And then he's just like, 10 hours, this thing looks fucking immaculate. Bam.
That's pretty awesome.
And then I guess he just recently got into the Song of Ice and Fire tabletop war game.
Oh god.
And he's just like, everything about this is great. Like, when it comes to war games, everything about this is what wargaming should be.
Nice. Nice.
Because he's like, I've been into like Warhammer 40K and Age of Sigmar for decades, and I was playing maybe two games of each of those a year. I have played six games in the last month of Song of Ice and Fire. Because it's way more simplified, and it's also way more accessible.
Ah, yeah, that helps.
Because it's like, okay, that really helps. You can get a full starter set for $100. It comes with everything you need to have a fieldable army.
And what does that cost if it was 40K?
The same amount of stuff would... Well, is to get a fieldable army now is like $150.
Oh, okay.
Depending on, like, they're doing their combat patrol boxes now, where it's just like, you can put everything in this box together and put it on the table, and it's a, like, table-ready legal army. Because they had their start collecting boxes before, which was like, hey, here's a bunch of stuff to get you started, but it's not really, like, based on the rules of the game, this isn't really an army for you. This is just kind of like something to start an army. But now with the combat patrol boxes, like, here is a 500-point army ready to go.
Nice.
Throw it on the table, hit it. Like, this is set. You and a buddy can each get one of these boxes, build them up, and we're ready to go.
Yeah. God, I should never get into 40K.
That's why you get into Age of Sigmar.
No, I have two expensive hobbies that I already can't afford. Like, I don't need another thing. It's bad enough I suppress the urge to buy Magic the Gathering cards on a consistent basis.
Well, like, Magic's hot shit. Magic's hot garbage. So you can feel better.
Well,
about that.
You need to calm down, sir. Right?
It's like actually,
a feeling of just opening those packs, though.
It's just actually not
the
good.
Smell of the cards. I'm going to see how much they are on Amazon right now.
You're just going to get a fucking booster box.
I've looked at them. They're only $100.
I've considered offering my services up on like Fiverr or something.
You should do it. Do it.
I need to get my stuff figured out, and I haven't had the time to yet.
Yeah.
Like, once I rearrange my space, I'll really consider it, because I also have my Dominion box to finish painting, and I've worked kind of a deal out for, like, okay, I don't want to just be stuck with the stuff that I have, to have completely painted before I can get any more, because there's some models I just don't like and will refuse to paint. Like, 28 scale models? Fuck 28 scale models. They're way too small to get any reasonable detail on. It's just not a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, 32 or bigger, please.
I really... Alright, if I'm not buying Magic the Gathering cards, fuck am I buying them? Sure shit ain't gonna be Pokemon cards. Since fucking...
Influencers have ruined that shit.
I was just
talking with one of the other bus drivers, and I look in her trash can, and I see that there's a Pokemon card just sitting on top. And I pick it up, and it's a fucking holographic Detective Pikachu.
Why is it in the trash?
Because she didn't care. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. Because it also wasn't good quality. Like, I looked at it, I'm like, this is not good quality.
Yeah.
Like, at best, the quality it's at is like $5, but...
Did I rant about this on an episode?
What, like the Pokemon bullshit?
Oh, just influencers opening card packs in general?
No.
I can't remember if I did it on the show or if I was having a conversation with Shasta and it devolved into me ranting about that. I think she just walked away because she had no interest in this conversation. Okay.
You have my attention.
No. I really don't want to get back into it. The takeaways are influencers are ruining like any kind of trading card game right now because it's all about opening packs, finding those rares and all that bullshit. It's happening on TikTok, Twitch, you name the fucking place it's happening.
Yeah, anytime anything Magic the Gathering or Pokemon cards comes up on my For You page on TikTok, I just say not
like
interested.
People
like I don't care about card
people games. Are like paying for people to open packs live and then they keep those cards. Like, I've seen so many people pull this bullshit where it's like, oh, it's the last pack. And all I'm thinking in my head is, yeah, it's the last pack because you probably opened it and repacked it, you fucking jackass. Like, yeah. You know, they do this stupid shit to influence. And the biggest fucking thing that pisses me off is if they want to do this for real profit, why are you fucking idiots not wearing gloves the entire fucking time you're open? Like, if it's all for fucking profit, you idiots need to be like, gloved up. You should have your fucking hard cases right there, ready to go. Yep. If you get something worthwhile, and you shouldn't be fucking spazzing out in front of the camera like, and it's just it drives me fucking insane. I hate it.
Over it, and you're...
I hate it. I hate what it's done to the community because it's forced prices up on trading cards and trading card games. I hate these people with a passion because it's all fake bullshit. As far as like their enthusiasm and excitement, it's just there to garner views. And it pisses me off because it's like, if it's all for fucking profit, then why aren't you taking the securities of like making sure that you do not damage these cards in any fashion whatsoever?
Right.
Instead, you got 15 dudes hovering over a pack of cards, like breathing down on it. And it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. I hate it. That trend, I hate it. Like, I would much rather watch the fucking gambling streams on Twitch
now they've got fucking,
than card packs.
And now they're, like, Logan Paul's trying to sell NFTs of when he's gotten good pulls.
What?
Have you not seen
That's
that?
A thing?
That was how I heard about NFTs. Like, that was how I heard about it. Like, that was the first time I'd ever heard of an NFT. Is he was trying to sell an NFT of when he of the video of him opening a good or finding a good pull. And it sold for like $800,000.
I don't want to be alive anymore. I have no words. Can we end it there? I don't think I can.
We hit our time, so yeah, we're good.
I know we hit our time. I'm just.
Yeah, no, we can get it.
I hate the Pauls so much.
It's so bad. Because now he's like, Logan Paul's trying to run this like whole NFT empire thing.
I really need a stroke in my life.
I think he's calling it like Crypto Zoo or some bullshit.
Put me in a coma for 20 fucking years, man. Wake me up when it's all over. But yeah. You know what needs to happen? The internet needs to just go down completely for like a month.
Yeah.
Just everything needs to be crippled. I don't know what alien race is listening out there. Please, for the love of God, cripple the Earth's internet access for like a month, maybe more. And just
help us set
just
back to
please.
Fucking zero.
Let's just go back to zero, because holy hell, I'm just I don't understand how these people become influential. They don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
Like, at least people on Twitch play fucking entertaining games
sometimes.
Sometimes, and even then, the ones who are like super big, you know who keeps it real? Who's kept it real the whole fucking time? Lyric has kept it real. The man has not changed a single aspect of his streaming in the past 10 years. He still doesn't have a fucking camera, and he still plays games with his friends online. That's it. That's fucking it. And if he has done something like sketchy, I don't fucking know about it. And don't ruin it. He's like the Bob Ross of streamers. God damn it. I don't know. He just plays games. That's what he does, man.
None of this bullshit commentary stuff. None of this lifestyle streaming.
He just plays games. He logs on, he plays games. If he's having a bad week, he's like, you know what, guys? I'm taking the week off. Mental health and shit.
Fucking go for it. More of that.
Go for it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't give into trends or hype or bullshit, man. He just plays games. Like, keep doing Lyric. That's who people should be looking up to. Not Paul Brothers. Not. I hate them with a passion.
Game Grumps are another good one. They've been doing the same thing for 7 fucking years. 9 years now. Shit. They've been doing the same thing for 9 years. Like,
fucking hell.
No face. Like, occasional face cam. They've branched out a little bit with like the power hours, but those are fucking great.
I remember when Lyric actually put a camera on. It was when he was on an episode of Drop Frames and they were interviewing him. He was a special guest and he had his camera on, I think, for 5 minutes total. I think that whole time, maybe a little bit longer, but it was like the first time anybody had ever, I think, actually seen him stream with a camera on. Like, he has one. He just never has it on. He doesn't use it. He's the only fucking streamer that can pull numbers and doesn't have a fucking face camera.
Proof you don't need
Proof you don't need it. It's all about content. Man delivers quality content every time. Plays games with his friends. Fucking A, man. Sweet, simple, to the point. Ugh. No gimmicks, no bullshit.
Yep. Okay.
So if anything, what we've learned today, folks, just be original and be yourself. There's no need for gimmicks. There's no need for fancy cameras, lights. There's no need for bullshit in the world. Just be yourself. Be you. And you'll make it far. At least I won't hate you.
That is the most out of character thing you've ever said.
I know.
Like the tone of voice and like this whole message of like just, I know you were, I'm sure you were trying to be ironic there, but like just the tone.
No.
No?
No, not even ironic. Just be your fucking self. Don't try to hold yourself to some standard that society wants to put you in. Be yourself.
Nah, it's, I mean, I do agree with that. That just seemed like...
Yeah. Because guess what? I still don't know what to do with my hands when we end an episode. I'm just going to hold them here from now on. Because if I don't, I'm going to do something stupid. So I'm just going to pull a Ricky Bobby and just be like, I don't know what to do with my hands. So if anybody has any ideas on what I could do with my hands, please, please, for the love of God, let me know. Because I don't know what to do with my hands. Leave and I don't a have a sign off. Leave a comment. Write us. We don't have an email. Hit us up on Twitter.
We have an email.
All that stuff should be. We do have an email?
Yeah.
Well, fuck me. We have an email.
It's attached to the fucking YouTube channel.
Oh, we have an email.
Yeah.
Email us. Let us know.
Yeah.
Actually, shit. If you listen, if you watch, email us. I want to hear what the viewers have to say, or listeners, viewers, listeners. I want to hear what you guys have to say about the show. Genuinely. I'm not even joking.
Feedback. Feedback is good.
Give us feedback.
Please. Dear God.
Yeah. Cause I don't keep up on metrics. I leave all that to Zach. So who knows what's going on anymore.
Right. Anyway.
So
thank you guys for this.
Yes. Just remember, be yourself. That's all that matters.
You still did something stupid anyway.
I
catch you guys in the next one.